Hello everybody, how are you? We are thankful to the anchor.fm to make this podcast possible. You are listening Study Max channel on anchor.fm. This channel is devoted to biology, so it is very important for biology students. Please subscribe this channel and press the bell icon. Thank you. Question is, why is apple called a false fruit? Which part of the flower forms the fruit? Now, true fruits are those fruits which develop from the ovary, but do not consist the thalamus or any other floral part. Whereas fruit derived from the ovary and other accessory floral part are called false fruit. In apple, the falsy receptacle form the main edible part. Hence, it is false fruit. Second question is, what is meant by emasculation? When and why does a plant breeder employ this technique? Answer is, emasculation is the process of removing anther from the bisexual flowers without affecting the female reproductive part, that is pistil, which is used in various plant hybridization techniques. Emasculation is performed by the plant breeder in bisexual flowers to obtain the desired variety of plant by crossing a particular plant with the desired pollen grain. To remove the anther, the flowers are covered with a bag before they open. This ensures that the flower is pollinized by pollen grain obtained from the desirable variety only. Later, the mature, viable and stored pollen grain are dusted on the back stigma by breeder to allow the artificial pollination to take place and obtain the desired plant variety. If one can introduce parthenocarpy through the application of growth substance, which fruit would be selected to induce parthenocarpy and why? Parthenocarpy is the process of developing fruit without involving the process of fertilization or seed formation. Therefore, the seedless varieties of economically important fruit such as orange, lemon, watermelon are produced using this technique. This technique involves inducing fruit formation by the application of plant growth hormone such as auxin. Next question is, explain the role of tapetum in the formation of pollen grain wall. Answer, tapetum is the innermost layer of the microsporangium. It provides nutriment or nourishment to the developing pollen grain. During the microsporogenesis, the cell of tapetum produce various enzymes, hormone, amino acid and other nutritious material required for the development of the pollen grain. It also produces the auxin layer and pollen grain, which is composed of the sporopollenin. Okay. To listen such podcast, please follow us on Anchor, and if you like, then share your friend and press the bell icon. Thank you.